Saw Beast Place November 21st. First day of vacation. Woot woot. I'm taking a week off around Thanksgiving. So, because we get Thanksgiving as a holiday like everybody else. But not the Friday, which is like, come on, man. I'm taking them following Monday as well. To kind of realize this thing causes like, I mean, like, you know those meltdowns kids have where they cry and they just fall down and like face into the carpet? That happens like multiple times a day. It's like, what is happening here? Like, we're trying to figure out how to fix them. I was like, what's normal for a 2-year-old? I'm like, then why doesn't her cousin do it? Why do none of my nieces and nephews, like even the annoying ones weren't like that? They were annoying in different ways. She's just especially spastic. But I actually love her, and it's fine because when it's by herself, like when no one else is around, she's great. She's actually better than the boy alone. Then the boy's the same no matter who's around. She's very different, and when she's by herself, she's even physically tough, which is hilarious because like when mom's around, she'll like bump into a table and start crying. When it's just me, she'll like fall, skin her knee and hand, start to have the sniffles, and I'm like, I just kind of look at her like, hey, because I've had to take kind of like a hard stance with her, and she'll have like two whimpers and then get over it and continue on. It's like, wait a minute. If you have this now, that means you always have it. That means, what, you just hate, maybe you really don't like mom. I don't know. But anyway, got to spend the weekend with him. So yesterday, Friday, her friends show up at like 5:30 and 6:30 and they left. And then, what's it called? So we didn't really do anything crazy. We went and played Frisbee in the side yard, which is like weird. Normally I do stuff with them. Like I don't just go out and play. Well, I guess it is just going out and play. I just take him in the car and we drive to the park. I take him to the playground a lot. They love it. It requires less of my direct attention as much. Yeah, yeah. I got my headphones on. I'm listening to podcasts, including my own. Yeah, yeah, I know, whatever. So, right. Dinner, we did steaks, mac and cheese for him, and for me, blue cheese onion. And it was maybe one of the best steaks I've ever cooked. Here's what I did. One, I pulled them out of the fridge about an hour before I cook them. Now, normally it says at least 20 minutes, so that's, you should already know that, but maybe you don't. Next, I salted and peppered the steaks, both sides. And I also, I went to this Italian restaurant a couple years ago, and it was just like this really, really good steak, but it wasn't like a Ruth's Chris good steak, which is like the quality. I don't know how they figured out how good the meat is before you taste it, but they know. And it's like the best ever. No. It's like they're the best like seasoning of meat that's of like only great quality, not Ruth's Chris, which is, I think, is the best steak that's wildly known. I know that, like, you know, I could talk about Port City Chop House in Wilmington. We can talk about like Capital Grill, but there's only like two of those. There might be only one. No, there's at least one in Philly and one in DC. That's like Ruth's Chris all over the place. So like more people understand what that is. And I'm like, you know what? I've got Italian seasoning too. It's not that hard. Oregano and basil. I like crust it with oregano and basil. Then I used to always cook my steaks with the lid down. And I learned from my father that lid up is better. They get, when you do lid down, something happens to them that's not ideal. And I can't, it's just, they're not as tender. They tend to get like a weird sort of gluten-y something. So I don't know. And I don't know what that is. You know, I don't, anyway, lid up. Secondly, these were fillets, which are like kind of like cubes. You can't do this and you wouldn't want to with a ribeye. And by the way, a ribeye, if you don't, it can grill, it grows well. But honestly, you throw it on a pan with some butter, like 2 minutes one side, 2 minutes another, you're golden. I mean, unless you get like one of those 2-inch thick ones, but I don't know that I would probably just cut them in half, because I can just like flash fry that thing real easy. A filet mignon, you can't do that with, or a tenderloin. A filet mignon is just like, I think is a more specific cut, but like beef tenderloin. Now they're kind of cubes. So what I did is it's got six sides. Well, it's circular. It's like a cylinder, but you get the idea of like, thinking about what side you're putting it on when you're grilling. And you can actually grill four of those sides relatively easily. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do open face grilling, which tends to slow it down because it's cooler. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on one side, like the vertical, like the part that you would consider the side, not the top bottom, and vice versa. And I did that on all four, like, sides you could do that on. You can't really get it on because they're sort of oval cylinders. And it came out awesome. I did two of them. I cut up half for my kid, and I ate one and a half, and then he ate only half of his. So the next morning, I even had it for brekkie. Fantastic. Then we woke up, and this little stinker, he wakes up anywhere from 6:30 to like 10. This morning, he woke up at 6:30. Yay. Luckily for me, I got tired and went to sleep my normal time, which is like between 11 and midnight, which is actually still about an hour too late. And so it wasn't that big a deal. Plus, I didn't drink or anything like that. And I'm not, like, I thought about it today. Like, we're out about during our day. I mean, like, man, it would be great right now to, like, have a couple beers. I'm like, it would. But we're not going to get home till 6:30. And then next thing I know, I'm going to be like, da-da-da. No. Forget it. Instead, I cheated on my diet, which I shouldn't have done. Anyway, we spent about, like, 2 hours just hanging out, which means Daddy turns stuff on for him to play with, TV, iPad, phone, and Daddy's sort of like, I'm not asleep, but I'm laying there. I'm not a morning person. I'm not a get up and go type person. So it's like, I try to explain it to him, like, dude, I'm not like you. I don't just get up and go. I need, like, even on a school day or whatever, a work day, like, I'll wake up at 7:20 and I don't get out of bed till, like, no joke, like 7:54. It's because of the snooze button and I gotta be at work at 8, which is, and work is 10 seconds from my bed now that I work from home. So it's like I wake up, I crank that thing up, and then that, like, it's sleepy period, we're still like half asleep, half awake. That's emails. Yeah, so there was that. And then I was like, okay, breakfast. I opened up the fridge, and I'm about to grab some of our, like, many packaged kid stuff. Yogurts, all super unhealthy, going to give them diabetes. And I notice that forgotten in the fridge in the back is two things of strawberries. First of all, not cheap, because my wife buys, like, good ones from Sam's. Again, I know it sounds contradictory, but Sam's has a brand called Driscoll, where they get their strawberries from, that are the best. They're better than what you're getting, like, you're paying more, like, five times more for at, like, Kroger or Publix or something. No, Sam's. We also live in, like I've said this 100 times, we're in the cheapest house in the nice neighborhood. And because of that, you get nice stuff around you. So, like, I highly recommend that. Find townhouses in a frou-frou neighborhood. You're in, you know, instead of having, like, a bigger house in a crappier area, it's a thought. You know, I'm not saying 100%, but it's a thought, because you get this weird stuff. Like, your Walmarts are nicer. Like, I went to a Walmart in Atlanta. Oh, my God. This is what Walmart looks like? I'm used to rural Walmarts in nice rural parts of the country. Super nice. No, dude. It was gross in there. Not dirty. I mean, stuff, and it was not, yeah, it was in the city, but it wasn't like, didn't lack space. There was just stuff everywhere. No one cared. It was like, it was chaotic, actually, is the best way to say it. It was chaotic. I'm used to these orderly Walmarts, like, ooh, There you go. And I mean, the chaos wasn't, first of all, they're so big. Yeah, there's like 5,000 people in them, but you see like two. And that's not the kind of chaos I mean. I mean, like, the way that things are arranged. All right, so that's one thing. Second thing. With the kid. So, and then it's like, all right, we're gonna have breakfast. So I cut up the strawberries, and I'm like, that's what he's gonna have for breakfast tomorrow, too. He asked for pancakes. I'm gonna make him half the normal dosage with a giant pile of, like, strawberries. Like, you gotta eat these strawberries because everything else is gonna last. These aren't. That's what I should have done in cheating instead of eating stupid little bites. Anyway, so, get breakfast done. We eat nice and slow. I have my coffee. Nice and slow, you might my instant coffee with cream. Yes, lots. About 50-50, actually. And then it's like, okay, cool. We're going to go. Daddy's going to go work out. Leave the house. Put him in daycare. Apparently freaked out a little bit when I put him in the daycare, which was weird because he goes to school four times a week. He goes off with all kinds of relatives all the time. So I was surprised that he was like a little bit scared going to the gym, and I didn't realize. I was just like, right, I thought, I was like, oh, this is like school, it's no big deal, here you go, blah blah blah. And he was sort of like, daddy's not staying. And poor workers had to deal, and they're gonna have to deal again tomorrow. I've used this service, my gyms have had these for years, but it's gotten way more and more common, and I've used the service once, so I don't care if he's a jerk. You know, it's like, you know what, earn your 10 bucks an hour. So got my workout in and then got there right on time. Like, I'm not going to be late, you know, but I'm not going to worry about like, make sure I'm 10 minutes. No. 12 means 12. Get him. We get Chick-fil-A for lunch, which of course is a super long line, which we went around. Now, Chick-fil-A for the longest time, like, Chick-fil-A has done this COVID thing. It's amazing. And one of the things they do is they don't have one line. They have two lines. Now they have three. And so I went in the third line. And the third line is for the app or for credit card. And then, you know what? From now on, we go so much, I'm going to download the app. And when I go, I'm going to order ahead of time. And I'm going to pull into like the zone where they just bring it to your car. So, and this was like basically four lines. We came back. We had our thing. He got half a cookie. We had a sit. Well, he played. I had a sit. And then we went to this thing called Defy. It used to be called Airstrike. It's a trampoline park. So they have all these different kinds of trampolines, different shapes, different like things you can do. He loves it. It's weird because you wouldn't think it. If you watched him play, you'd be like, okay, he's doing all right. For some reason, to be able to bounce up and down like that is so fun for him and other kids. Now, the same rule applies at the bouncy, at the trampoline park that happens at the park. The big kids, they just run around at full blast. You have like different levels of like, you know, courtesy and all that happening. But for the most part, everyone's all right. This is a little bit worse because they're crisscrossing and these poor people that are like enforcing the rules are just, I mean, when we first got there, it was relatively empty, had run of the park. And we got there at 3:00. We left at 5:30. By 5:30, there was this big line getting in and the place was jamming. Now, it's pretty neat. I'm going to quickly go through. There's like a dodgeball area. Well, obviously trampoline dodgeball. Then there's like this Ninja Warrior training center. I'm not joking. It's the things they do in Ninja Warrior. Like, really. Except that instead of falling into water, it's foam pit. Ah, the foam pit. Yes. No. All right, so the foam pit, when I fell into it, now I do jiu-jitsu now and I've been doing it for about a year. So my like mobility and able to like roll around and stuff has drastically improved. So for a 44-year-old man, I'm not bad. My hobby is basically wrestling. You know, like I'm not great, but dude, I could barely get out of the foam pit. One of my sisters-in-law got stuck in the foam pit. So there you have it. It's like, yeah, super, super hard to get out of it. And it's just, woo. Anyway, and you wouldn't think it. The first time I was like, oh, this looks fun. I'll just go ahead and dive in. And then I realized, like, oh, no, this thing is like 3 feet deep at least. And I can't get good footing. I'm too heavy. Kids walk on them. I had to, like, roll. It was like being, like, this weird quicksand tar pit thing. Anyway, so, yeah, they have this Ninja Warrior. Then they have this bunch of small trampolines and ones that are, like, walls. They, like, they go up at an angle. There's a part where you could, like, if you remember the Marine Corps, there were those logs you had to, like, jump over. It's like that, except they're solid. And you're, you know, you're trying to jump. There's a zip line. There's this one that's, like, a really weird, like, stuntman pad that you can jump off, like, about maybe 15-foot drop. And then there's an area you do, like, gymnastics, kind of. It's kind of like a springy thing. And then there's, like, this tightrope you can walk with, like, aided by a rope. There's, like, this, you know, like a, I don't know what to call it other than, what was it called? The American Guardians, and there's an American Gladiators thing where they would fight pugil sticks. They have like a pugil stick, like sort of tightrope pugil stick fight. There's this trapeze thing that's apparently super fun, and a basketball area where you could like jump and dunk. And then there's like this big, when you think of like a real trapeze, like a big, big, big one, they have one of those. They actually have like one and a half. It's like another one, but it's been closed every time. And then they have these areas you can like jump on a trampoline and launch into foam pit. And that's where I got stuck. And I'm like, I'm not falling in this foam pit unless I fall in the foam pit. But it's super fun. If there's one around there and you got kids, girls, boys, like there's got to be, there was like at least 10, 12-year-old girls like just going nuts, having a good time. Teenagers. There's been a couple of dates, like younger teenagers, some very highly skilled. You wouldn't think it by looking at them. Like early 20s, late teens gymnasts that show up and do like in almost every time. Like they're just sitting there like doing the stuff you're not supposed to do, but they're obviously like skillful enough, like triple flip, like all, like you can tell they have form. They're not just like, oh, I figured out how to do this, which is interesting. Like them of all ages, you'll see some girl just like all of a sudden go through this like little routine, see her hands move, they go up in the air and whoop, flips and then does a jump. And so it's kind of a neat thing to watch everybody. On Saturdays when we've gone, naturally there's like three birthday parties going on like simultaneously at one point, and that's when the place became like bedlam. And once bedlam happens, I start to worry because he's starting to get tired. He doesn't want to leave, but he just sits down wherever he is. And it's like, dude, people are running full speed. You can't just sit wherever you want. He's kind of like, I don't want to go home. I'm like, dude, you're tired. Finally, after 2.5 hours, we're only supposed to say two. And I got him the membership, but on the weekends, you only get 2 hours. They don't force it. But at 2.5 hours, I was like, we got to go. And I'm driving home going like, I don't know how I'm going to make dinner. The plan was spaghetti bolognese or some kind of pasta bolognese. Like spaghetti works well in that particular. But if I didn't have any spaghetti, I got bow tie pasta. I got elbow pasta. I've also been known to take out some like mac cheese and just not use the mix. And throw that together. Oh, by the way, mac cheese, easy things. Add tuna. And it's a fabulous one can of tuna. Austin Velveeta mac cheese is the bomb. And he goes, I want McDonald's. And I'm like, no, dude, I got this plan. And I'm all tired. And I'm like, oh, and I got to clean the dishes. I got to unload the dishwasher. I do all. I'm exhausted at this point. And like the pre-workout, which was a cup of coffee, like wore off. And I'm like, I don't want to do any of this. We're just going to go. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'll get you McDonald's. Like, we were like 5 minutes from home and I just turned around. Like, that never happens. And got him McDonald's, got myself Panda Express, which nearly like made me almost throw up and pass out for about an hour. I slept from like 6:45 to like, I want to say 7:20. I just like laid down. I was like, thought I was going to throw up. I put on his TV show and was just like, I can't do it, man. He was like, he's cool with that because then he gets to play like extra. And I was like, and then I kind of woke up and was like, all right, dude, here's your choice. We can go through our normal go to bed routine. We're not taking a bath tonight, but we'll go through the rest of it, which is we do a bunch of stuff together. It's like a big, long process, kind of like a game. We play with this thing called a Dreamlight. Google it. We used to read books, but he's not, he might be into it, might be not. But I was like, one day I didn't feel like reading anything to him. So I looked on YouTube and I'm like, I need something. We're not going to watch TV. So I just typed in this, one of my favorite poems is called Infantry Columns by Rudyard Kipling. You could also look it up as Boots. But it's called Infantry Columns because it repeats the line boots, boots, boots over and over again. And the poem's about going insane, staring at other soldiers' boots while he's fighting some war in Africa, right? It's Rudyard Kipling, like typical mid to late colonial, late empire, right? So but it's, you know, I find it to be good stuff. And then Ozymandias by Percy Shelley. That's another one we hit a lot. It came to mind. I was just trying to think of poems. And actually what came first was She Walks in Beauty by Lord Byron. George Gordon, Lord Byron. Ozymandias is considered the second most best poem in the English language. The first being The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. But now I'm way off. Anyway, thanks for listening. And, yeah, kids. Bye.